put it exactly the way we talked about it.
Or they were not, it could be said they didn't know, they didn't know what we were doing, and they were not being used, but not.
Mr. President, I just have a couple of things to run by. The only reason I'm really here is the number one issue, and that's my retirement state. The time has come, or at least shortly, and I think it should be programmed the way we talked before. And that is just a drop an announcement on the 16th or 17th when you're leaving town to go to China. A resignation to take effect March 1st. At the same time, send Clayton's name up for a confirmation. And I am absolutely convinced that he can be confirmed without any difficulty. Teddy Kennedy has told Clayton, he's told Jim Eastland, that he will support him. I've got people like Honey and the rest of them coming in. They had an abortive tally up there by Mark Christ before it was shut off. So they got it started out of the White House here. And Mark Christ was out on the floor of the Senate taking a tally on funding. So Peruska and Fannin, the rest of them got some anti-drug law. But the point is that he had covered 24 senators, the Swikerts and Mathiases and all the rest of them, and they were for Kleinfeld. Hugh Scott was down to see me the other day, and he said there'd be no problem with it. He was sure
about it. Whatever you recommend.
If you'll do that. And then if you're still in of the opinion, we'll put Pat Gray into the deputy's job.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's a good...
Builds him for the future.
Builds him for the future, and it's a good balancing wheel. And I have been intrigued with Pat Gray as a good a lawyer as he is. He's a first-class lawyer. Really.
Good.
He really is. First-class lawyer. Head screwed on the shoulder.
He's an administrator.
And a good administrator, so that'll take care of the Justice Department through the next 10 months or whatever. You're in court to advance that program.
All right. They both have to be confirmed, yeah.
Yes.
Of course. As well as
that. Put both nominations up in at the same time?
I would.
And Jim Eastland will take care of it in good style.
We don't, John Sullivan, we not do anything like the stands thing, you know, any public.
No,
we just put out the announcement.
You're on your way to China.
You're getting ready to go to China. And then when we do a swearing in, like do a picture.
When you get back there, please confirm.
Swearing in, see Dick who will do it.
I think that's the way that low-key it played, man. Get it done. understand that you opened up the volume under P and all the phantom jets flew out of it.
Yeah, the ambassador opened up that volume for me.
He's a good guy, that Rabin.
Well, we killed a large other bird with that stone too by running Max in, because Max has been on the view. He's lost his credibility, he's got to get in, he's got to have a picture, so that's why we put Max off to picture that.
I heard you as I was walking past the door.
You understand?
Yeah.
Well, he's a guy, says he's ready to work full time as long as you know.
Well, he is, Scotty.
He is.
Works his ass off, but he got to give nothing to balance, but it's right. If we didn't get in with them, it would have been a 2 hours.
I was afraid that when they had Steve going to, they wanted to get in and I just wanted to have a half hour right.
Well, that's why we did, got in first with a picture and then.
You know, the interesting thing is, America, a hell of a lot of them are Jewish and Jews in Israel.
They are. Israel, they're too busy scratching to make a living to worry about all that crap.
Here they're wear all their sleeve. It's like a professional Irish or an Irish and an Irish.
Well, I don't have anything else to bother about, Mr. President. Is there any information that you'd like to have?
No, I got to go prepare something for Paul's tonight.
Yeah, I tell them we're dreaming up the idea it should be a white tie.
I decided one white tie this year, and that's it.
Yeah. Mr. President, sitting on the edge of the desk like I am, Dr. Kissinger.
Right out of the contract.
All right.
So it's in profile. Pretty close to the desk.
All this way, looking at each other. And keep your eyes up, Mr. President, looking at Dr. Kissinger's eyes.
That's right.
And it can be casual talk.
These guys have no responsibility, so they piss on it. What the crap?
price put on the job.
Depends on it. What are they pitching on? The only thing that we haven't offered yet, and never will, is to turn over.
Get out.
The, well,
that's, but I mean, is here the government to them?
That's what they want.
Sure.
It's, but we, I think actually.
But on the other hand, Henry, when we say, so Joe Kraft and their position, I think we've got a lot of public support.
Mr. President, I think we have, in a few minutes, I'm going to see the POW one.
Well, that's,
I think, Mr. President, we have gained more from that speech than I thought was possible. What they have done on the time cover, they've called me. They have put my name on it. They've put my picture on it. But they have a heading that says Nixon secret emissary. So it, I mean, that's the, in big types. Well, it concerns me, Mr. President, because...
I got problems, Roger.
Well, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when something good happens, you ought to get the credit, because A, you deserve it, and B, none of us is running.
That's right. Well, no, this...
But when they say Nixon secret emissary, that makes me the tool.
Right. But getting back to this...
If they left the impression that I did it...
Remember, Dan, that, sure, so crap, this is on Washington Post. Yet you have some very interesting editorial support.
Oh, I would say
more than we usually have.
Oh, John Scalley says it's still overwhelming.
Yeah. So I just wouldn't worry about it.
I don't worry. It does bother me.
It's wrong. It's wrong. Every goddamn American ought to stand up and be for this.
And ought to be proud and pleased that his president worked so hard.
That son of a bitch Kraft. It's probably a man because you didn't tell him.
Well, he's not yet really attacked it, but he's, and the same with the New York Times, that son of a bitch Kleinman gives us one good editorial, and he calls up today with 10 hot ideas of how we can improve the author. And that's our trouble. It's the moral collapse of our leadership group. Instead of somebody saying...
The collapse is unbelievable. I can tell you, I go in there to the damn room and meet with the Construction Industry Council. The only ones wearing American flags. That room beside me were the labor leaders.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those guys are good. They're all for us. I don't give a damn. You know, it's on national defense. They believe in this country. We love the country. I don't wear the picture because it doesn't come out very well. I like to stick it to the. I like to stick it to the election. You see the flag.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, we had some fun. I tell you, Henry, I'm on that offer. I think we made it came off better than we had any right to expect.
Oh, I didn't think it would get this reaction.
And we've got a kind of reaction, and the country looks good. And that's
one thing I find so interesting is now twice, after months of screaming about secrecy in government, if you bring off something secretly, they love it. I mean, I get focused, how did you
really?
Get
it? Oh, God, is that right?
Oh, they want to know what airplanes we fields we landed at. And
you haven't told them that, that's good. Yes.
But time figured out, of course, we had five different routes, but time had found out one of them.
What's a fascinating story? Do they know about Walters?
No.
But you know, and you say that the French, though, were delighted.
Oh, they're drooling all over.
Well, I express my thanks to President Palmer, who's helping to make the arrangements for this business.
They love it.
Frankly, they started in Regal, didn't they?
No, the first
was. Was he dead?
No, August 69. He was alive, but he resigned in May 69. End of April 69.
April 69. Oh, Palmer was in, though.
Yeah. And I mean, de Gaulle resigned in April.
Yeah, he resigned after Eisenhower's.
Yeah, and in August they started. And then...
But you know, that was a very good stroke on your part, yes, man. I shouldn't have thought of it, but I see that whenever you can let a man get some credit for something, and also, whenever you let the world know that he's in on the secret,
yeah,
it shows you trust him. Papa, who is a French lover, sitting there in the AIDS or she wants it. Is there any way we can help on this? Please let us know. I said, well, like, you know, they all want to help.
Oh, no, that turned out beautifully.
And so they're on a pitch about the offer and say, why don't we offer something else?
Well, but they're on the defensive when they do this. The thing that bothers me is if some partisan, I don't blame Muskie, although it is a goddamn disgrace. Well, the disgrace is that you know your opponents are not looking through this thing to see how they can hang you with it. They might just as well say, it's in the national interest to unite on Vietnam. They're not going to get anything out of it. If you can't destroy the Democrats in Vietnam, we can't do anything. Alsop had a very good comment today.
He would.
And
he would.
In the Los Angeles Times, Elegant had a very good comment.
He would.
Well, there haven't been any bad columns yet. Redson was sort of pissing around on the edges, I should say.
He would. I know all.
Well, I'm...
But I must say the political people, I mean, you said Muskie is in a funny position. Son of a bitch is for the war. Now he's against the war. Now he's trying to screw our attempts to get out of that war. Now he better make up his mind what the hell he's going to do. It all hurt. Yeah. And I'm making the point very strongly. I put it up with the staff here. I said, you should point out that any chance for negotiations will be destroyed if the American people are not united. And those who talk against this will give the enemy hope that they can get a better deal from somebody else. So therefore, unite.
Yeah.
I put that right to
them. Yeah. Well, I'm sure these ladies are going to start it.
All the ladies in this queue, remember, they'll pass a little bit. But you can certainly say we offered tonight, and they'll say, what about offering? What do you say to them again if they offer prisoners to withdraw to this state?
I say, ladies, we have offered, they've turned it down.
That's just about ladies. First, they turned it down. Second, the ceasefire part, which we have offered, is part of their point. I mean,
we have to be careful. And if the ceasefire in our big plan is part of this.
I know it's part of it. I understand. I know exactly what it is. But
we have offered.
But they won't even discuss it. When we offered in May and in August, prisoners, ceasefire, and POW, and deadline, they just wouldn't even discuss it at all. They didn't object to the ceasefire. They objected to, they said, we will not talk about anything unless you agree to overthrow the government of South Vietnam and impose a communist government. We said, ladies, we just can't do that.
And for Morgan or whatever that commentator would be, commentators sent me a script of something he had used in which he, he's on the outside at all, but in which he strongly supported your speech. He said it's now it's clear it's the most generous proposal.
It is.
And Brinkley did it too.
It is. God damn it, Henry. There's nothing more we can do. Give him my best.